أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala explains that the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the books, Jews and Christians, and polytheists, mushrikeen, idol worshippers, all were saying that they are waiting for the bayyinah, a clear proof to come, and particularly Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was mentioned in their books also that when he comes, they will bring iman. So Allah Ta'ala said, Allah sent this Rasul, he was there in front of them, they recognized him, he read the ayats of the Quran Sharif, the kitabs, the pages, the books, the surahs of the Quran, and he made it manifest and clear that he was the clear proof of Allah Ta'ala. But then they got divided into various groups after these proofs had come to them. And then also Allah Ta'ala mentioned that all of them, all of us, we were just given the simple instruction and command that we should worship Allah Ta'ala, and that is only Allah, without any shirk, tawheed in its completeness. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And we should follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, hunafa, that does not incline to any extremes, and the perfect middle path, the straight path to Allah Ta'ala. And the basic principles of this is to establish our salah and give our zakat. And Allah says that is the true and the correct and concrete deen which Allah Ta'ala has given. But however, the mushrikeen, etc., the non-believers, those who did not accept when this clear proof came. Now Allah Ta'ala explains by way of conclusion what the result was. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Or جو لوگ منکر ہوئے اہل کتاب. From the people of the book, those who disbelieved in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, wal mushrikeen, and the idolaters, those who made shirk with Allah Ta'ala as well, all of them fi nari jahannam, honge dozakh ki aag mein, they will be in the fire of jahannam, khalidina fiha, and forever and ever they will be in the fire of jahannam. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. وہ لوگ ہیں سب خلق سے بدتر. These are the worst in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Those that did not believe, and especially when they knew that Nabi Sallallahu, they were waiting for him, that he is going to come, and he came, and they recognized him also. But just because of their pride and enmity, they did not believe. And the mushrikeen were people who are idol worshippers. Allah says this terrible punishment that forever and ever they will be in the fire of Jahannam. And if a person just thinks that various punishments in the fire and forever and ever, on the one side we should make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has saved us from kufr and from shirk. And no matter how much we make shukr for our ulama, we make shukr to our ulama who went out of their way to establish the proper deen. They suffered a lot at the hands of the enemies, like for example Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they threw him into the fire also. And like that, every Nabi, what he went through, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the matters of truth and righteousness, was tormented so much by the non-believers. And from there, the Sahaba, the little history we know, what and what they had to go through, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, all of them, and then all our ulama till today. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali writes with regard to the question about photography, for example, in his time, which may well be about 50 years ago. He says this has become so common, and that people, if you speak out against it, they become your enemies. But he says, on the other hand, it is our duty that we speak the truth. No matter how people criticize us, no matter what people tell us, but we have to accept as right, we have to speak the truth, and we have to maintain and proclaim the truth. And consequently, subsequently he wrote a whole kitab on this subject, in what is meant that the ulama did not worry for criticism of the people, for the favors of people, but they stood up for the truth. People spoke out against them, criticized them, made them bad, and that is with all that they tolerated. Today we have got the pure deen. No matter how much shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has blessed us with this pure deen and saved us from all this kufr and all this shirk, etc., we should make lot of shukr. And Allah declares that these people who don't believe in Allah, who associate partners with Allah Ta'ala, they are the worst in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has saved us from that. And then on the other hand, we have to be very careful that we protect this tawheed and this proper beliefs for us also, for our children also. What our children are exposed to today, whether it is at schools, whether it is the outside world, universities, etc., it is really, so to say, mind-boggling, unbelievable what they are exposed to. And for us, it is our duty that we maintain this and that we pass on to our children also the correct deen. Not just that we have got it, we have to be worried of our children and spend time with them and make sure that they are getting the correct deen. What they are learning in schools, etc., not only pure atheism, that we are born from monkeys, na'uzubillah, about the Big Bang theory, but they are even taught about evils of sexuality. Small little children are exposed to all these. And not only the sexuality which is known, but homosexuality also. And little children will ask the question, what is wrong with homosexuality? What is wrong with same-sex marriages, etc.? Our own Muslim children. So it is very important that we worry about us, about our children, and we get saved from this terrible lanet and curse of kufr and shirk. May Allah protect us all. Well, here it is.